about generosity. So his first example is, look, there's some brand new Christians out there. They are facing some stuff, let me tell you. But they're still choosing to be generous. And that's my first kind of point for today, that generosity should be cultural, not conditional. All right, we want this as a church to be one of the cultures that people know us as, okay, that we get to give, that it's all about generosity, all right, and this is a culture not just in one church, Keynsham, but in Bristol, in Gloucester, Zimbabwe, wherever we go, that one church is passionate about being, we want to be a generous people, okay, and it's a culture, it's just what we do regardless of the conditions, it's not conditional. Okay, these Macedonian Christians, their conditions said everything to them about dig in, right? Keep what you've got, right? You need every penny you've got. You're facing some... No. These Macedonians, for whatever reason, wherever it came from, okay, they had a culture of, we're going to be generous. And actually, what did he say? He was being begged, okay? They begged us again and again for the privilege, okay? This is how they got it. They absolutely nailed this culture. We tend to think in our world, if you like, that the most generous, the ones who give the most, you know, kind of looked at the top 20 most generous people and that, people like Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder, he gave away $1.6 billion. Whew, that's quite a lot of money. But people say his net worth is around $40 billion. All right, so it's about 4%. Bill Gates, he actually comes top of the list. All right, Bill Gates comes top of the list. The Microsoft owner, giving away $27 billion. Amazing, but they reckon he's worth about $84 billion. All right, so he's giving about 32%. Wow. And then there's Chuck Feeney. Who's heard of Chuck Feeney? No. yeah. He lives at Generous George's place. Chuck Feeney, no. And yet this list, you know, the Independent came up with this top 20 people. Bill Gates is number one. But there's Chuck Feeney. He is kind of the guy who kind of invented duty-free shopping, actually. So it's earned mega, mega, mega money. Given away about $8 billion. His net worth around about $1 million. So percentage-wise, Mark Zuckerberg, about 4%. Bill Gates, about 32%. Chuck Feeney, 420,000%. All right. Yeah, he's not top of the list. Okay. Generosity. Is it about how much we give or is it about how much we've got left over? Okay, this Chuck Feeney just lives in like a two-bed apartment in San Francisco. Doesn't even own a car. And yet he's given away $8 billion. Okay. There's someone who's decided my culture as a person, him and his wife, our culture is going to be, we're going to be generous, okay? Don't matter on our conditions. Actually, we're not bothered about our conditions. We are going to be generous people. We saw this, there's a little picture. We went on mission, plug, all right? A couple of years ago as a family to Swaziland, or Eswatini as it's now known, and we had so many privileges there. And one of them that kind of stood out when I was thinking of this topic, we got to be a part of Royal Rangers. This is the actual kind of site that we were on with these young people doing, it's like kind of scouts type thing, Royal Rangers. And I really, really remember, I don't know if Mel remembers this as well, we kind of got involved in their activities and that kind of thing. I think you were doing some kind of face painting, nail painting and stuff. Mel does that for a living, face painting. Yeah. Mel's mobile face painting. It's not quite the same. nail painting. But at the end, anyway, they had their kind of like points competitions and that, and then they got prizes at the end. And they, you know, announced who'd won this different thing. And they basically won like a bag of crisps, really. One of the kids won a bag of crisps. And as soon as they got it, you know what it'd be like, it's probably the same out there. They went out there and like, you know, just scoffing it down. These kids couldn't wait to like literally gather their mates and share out. Just the second they got it, their culture was generosity, okay? Not based on their conditions at all, okay? Their culture was generosity. It's not about how much we give, it's about how much we got left over. And Jesus highlighted this big time when he's in the temple and he just spots out the corner of his eye the widow come up to the offering, two small copper coins, and just discreetly Just give it in and go away. And Jesus, being Jesus, kind of knew her, knew the story, and knew she's given everything. She's absolutely given everything. First priority is to be generous to God. We can never outgive God. Okay, second point then. Is our generosity based on faith or on feelings? So, Paul carries on in 2 Corinthians. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to also excel in this gracious act of giving. So, pause. All right, so he's writing to the Corinthians. He's giving the example of the Macedonians. They're really generous. And now he's saying, hey, Corinthians, you're great. You're doing well as well. You're really good with your faith. You're really good with your gifted speakers. You've got amazing knowledge. You're doing really well. Don't forget to excel in your giving as well. I'm not commanding you to do this, which he backs up later on. But I'm testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. Here's my advice. It'd be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first you wanted to give, and you're the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. Okay, there's a few interesting things in there. I think so anyway. So first of all, he's saying, look, you've got this culture, you've got lots of things going good for you, your knowledge, your speaking, everything else like that. And you definitely, at the start, definitely, you were like, oh, we want to give as well, really want to give. And Paul is kind of hinting that, have you maybe just lost that little bit? Because I know what it's like. When I first became a Christian, I'm just like, oh yeah, Jesus, I'll die for you, you know, I'll kind of run on kind of glass for you and whatever, you know, not that he'd want me to do that, but, you know, you're kind of like, I'll give you everything. And then just time goes on, you get a bit older, and this kind of, and maybe do you lose that kind of spontaneous edge to just kind of give you everything I've got, Jesus, you know? I wonder if the Corinthians had done that a little bit. I wonder, and Paul's just kind of, hey, I'm not commanding you, I'm just kind of just prodding you a little bit here, does it in a very kind of gentle way. You should finish what you started. Now, there's a key thing here. The widow, all right, she's giving to God, and I believe we should give to God, all right? I believe no matter what your financial circumstances are, you'll still have some kind of source of income. That's the way this country is wired. You will still have something coming in. I do believe you should still give to God, okay? But then Paul kind of gives a bit of wisdom at the end here. Give in proportion to what you have. If you're in debt, I don't believe you should be giving loads away to your mates. And say, but I'm trying to be generous. I want to do what the Bible says, trying to be generous, all right? Give in proportion to what you... If you're in debt, you don't really have... Do you know what I mean? And I don't think God wants you to be further in debt because you're like, oh, I want to be generous. Be wise. He wants us to be wise stewards with our money. Let's give to God for sure. I do believe in that. And I believe that's a godly principle. All right, give to God. And brilliant. As a church, we're starting to look into kind of programs and schemes, something called CAP, where we can help people. And maybe that's you. You're in some kind of financial circumstance where actually I need to sort this debt stuff out so I can be more generous. I can give out of what I do have. All right, but let's give in proportion to what we have as well. Let's show a little bit of wisdom here as well. But coming back to the faith and feelings thing, how does that connect in? You know, maybe the Corinthians felt they were still a generous church. And maybe they just lost sight of actually taking that step of faith to be generous. And we're tying in with the whole as it is in heaven here. People can be generous. Your next door neighbor might be generous, and yet they don't know God. So what is it that we can do? How can we live as it is in heaven here with our generosity? I believe it's more than just about the money, okay? We tend to naturally think of generosity and money, but there's loads of other ways that we can be generous. Why? What did Jesus do? And what does he do? He's so generous with his grace. So generous with his grace. Are we generous with our grace? You can be in debt and you can be generous with your grace. Yeah? Still give to God financially, but think about we can be generous in other ways. We can be generous with our grace. Let's not just feel that we're generous people. Let's think about things that we definitely do which are generous. Generous George, generous by name. Don't know. Apparently in the UK, we're the 11th most generous country. Did you know that? And that's based on surveys where they ask people about whether you help a stranger, donate money, and volunteer time. Okay? So one of those involves money. Help a stranger, donate money, volunteer time. Now, there could be massive issues with that survey, you know, how that was done. I've never been surveyed by anything like that. It's a bit like Family Fortunes, remember that? We surveyed 100 people, our survey said, and they did a radio thing once, if you ever were surveyed by Family Fortunes, can you call in or text in? And the whole length of the radio show, no one ever did. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Scandal, scandal. That's what I say to that. Okay, but how much do we ever help a stranger? You know, in the UK, apparently we're very good at it. Do we? I don't know. How much do we donate? Not just to church. Clothes. How much time do we volunteer? As it is in heaven, we're not just talking about the money. Let's talk about the faith-based concepts. For God so loved the world, he gave. He gave. He couldn't be any more generous. He gave his only son. So generous grace is one example. Generous in the time that we give to people. Again, Jesus gave an amazing example of that. You know, he was on the way, actually, because someone has said, look, come and pray. My servant is sick, and he's on his way to do it. And then this woman comes up and touches the edge of his garment. They're saying, oh, I know you need to come this way, you need to come this way. And he's like, no. There's a woman here who clearly needed healing. The woman with the issue of blood. Can you believe that? Actually, used to be a song about that. He was just singing in church. The woman with the issue of blood. Like, who wrote that? What horrendous lyrics to be singing. You know, absolutely, seriously, that was a song. Do you remember it?
No, I don't, but Mike found the words in the attic.
Did he? Yeah. We press in. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, songs have moved on a little bit. But Jesus gave his time to her, even when it appeared he didn't have any time. We know the story of the Good Samaritan, that kind of thing. We could be generous with the truth. Or are you economical with the truth? You know, what a different culture to set if we're known as people who are generous with the truth. And actually just being proactive in speaking the truth into people's lives. The truth from the Word of God is the ultimate. But do we take the time to just say to someone, do you know what? That was awesome what you did today. Someone at work, you know, I try to stop people in the corner and say, you're brilliant how you dealt with that young person today. And they seem so surprised that someone's actually stopped to just say the truth. You know, can we be generous with the truth? These are, I think, what makes us stand out as we're living as it is in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, couple more. Generous with our treasure. Talked about the kind of tithing, but the Bible also talks of tithes, 10%, and offerings. And generous with our talents. Probably one of the most famous other passages to do with generosity in the Bible is about talents. Now, you're thinking, why is he moving towards a picture of Trump when he's talking about talents, okay? This is actually a very good board game. I do highly recommend it. There's a great phrase on the side of the box here. It takes brains to make millions. It takes Trump to make billions. Okay. I can actually think he chose for that to be on the box. Anyway, I simply bought it because I like it. But also, it provides me with some dollar, okay? Bare dollar. So the parable of the talents, okay? Jesus was basically started off with, again, saying, basically, as it is in heaven, let me give you another example, all right? There's a kind of really rich guy, and he's going to go away, and he decides, right, I'm going to entrust you with my money, okay? So he kind of loans it. Notice it's not theirs, it's actually his. But he chooses to give them a talent. So this is just representing a talent. Back in those days, that's about 33 kilos of gold, all right? Roughly about £1 million, all right? So if we're going to imagine this story, imagine he's saying, can you look after that while I go away? £1 million. While I go away, can you look after that? 2 million. It's never going to happen, son. Okay? And while I go away, can you look after that? 5 million. Okay? And so Jesus' parable goes on, and he comes back, and the one who had 5 million basically says, like, oh, yeah, master, you know, I've done really well with it. I've put your kind of talents that you entrusted me with to use, and I've made five more. And it's just like, well done. You've been faithful in small things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things. Well done, good and faithful servant. Same with the person who had two talents. This person with two talents says, like, oh, master, you know, I put the talents to good use, and I've actually generated two more. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in the small things. I'm going to put you in charge of many things. The person who had one talent is like, I was a bit nervous, didn't know what you do, so I hid it, and now you can have it back. And he's like, oh, you wicked servant. Like, seriously, you know, did you not get the idea that I've given you, I've entrusted you? You could have done so much. You could have done so much with what I gave you. But you didn't. You chose to live a different life. You chose to kind of just put it to one side and never really use it. That's such a shame. That's such a shame. Because the one who has a lot is just going to end up with more and more because they're putting it to good use. But do you know what? This is where we get the word we use today, talent, from this parable. Okay? And so it is actually more than just about the money that might be worth. Think about what God has given you. I believe every single person in here has talents, has gifts, has a skill set which is unique to you. Yeah. And you might think, oh, it's not a God-given thing. I had that before as a Christian. God can use your talents, your skills, your giftings, which are unique to you, your unique combination. Not just he can, he really wants to. He really wants to. And we can use that in other ways. We can use it in perhaps like ordinary ways. But can you, can we, can I use those talents for God, those gifts, those skills? How can I do it to make an impact, make a difference for God? Let's be generous with our talents. Faith-based, okay? Not based on feelings. Believe that if I do this for God, it is going to produce fruit. I genuinely believe it. Okay, finally then, final point. Generosity activates the principle of to and through. So he carries on a little bit more in the chapter. And whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly and give according to what you have, not what you don't have, which I was talking about earlier. Of course, I don't mean your giving should make life easy for others and hard for yourself. I only mean that there should be some equality. Right now you have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. In this way, things will be equal. So generosity activates the principle of two and through. The early church really caught this. In Acts chapter 2, it talks about them all getting together and they basically just kind of shared everything, all right? I think, oh, does that really work in today's society, in our culture? Difficult, you know, it is difficult. I'm not going to pretend it isn't. But the idea is this. God has given us stuff. God has given us, whether it's treasure, whether it's talents, whether it's time, whether it's truth, God has given us stuff. But he doesn't want it to just stay with us. He's given it to us. He wants it to go through us. And this is a kind of hose pipe analogy. All right. We plug this in at one end, okay, the source, God, okay, in the water. There's the water. All right, we plug it in one end. And that is going to be streaming into us, okay? But then we've got this other end. This is what, I can actually hear it, okay? It's going to go, the idea is it goes to and through. Give us a hand here, Chris. Oh, he's filming me. Okay. Oh, it's a bit difficult because it's tangled. And every now and again, we find that. We find the kink. Just take a moment now. Close your eyes. And just reflect on your own self and your own life. And imagine this is you, okay? God is pouring into you. God is pouring into you. He gave his only son. But more than that, he's got so many good gifts. He's a loving heavenly father. He knows how to give good gifts to his children. He pours in. What might be the kink in your hose which is stopping you pouring out? Okay. The principle of the generosity is that it's to and through. You can open your eyes again. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's going back to the original thing about conditions at the minute are stopping me be generous. Let's say, get your head out of the idea that this is just about money. All right? What do we need to do? Maybe you need some help. Okay? Well, no, there's no such thing as a solo Christian. All right? God invented the idea of church. All right? So that actually Christians can get together, help each other. What, maybe you need a mate. This is a really tough one. Maybe you need a mate to get rid of that kink. You know, and it's been there a long time. All right? It's been in the shed for ages. All right? But eventually, we can get rid of that. Together, we can iron that out, get rid of that kink, so the to and through can happen. To and through. God doesn't want us to be hoarders with everything he's given us, okay? Let it be to and through. To and through. And we'll see this principle come alive. The more we do it, you just think, yeah, the more I want this, the more I get. And he just continues. He actually said in Malachi, test me in this, okay? See if I want to pour open the floodgates of heaven, okay? And that's just about doing, I think, the basic of giving 10%. Let alone when we're even more generous. God, you can never outgive God, okay? Whatever it may be, whether it's time, talent, treasure, truth, you can give out loads, and God can give you even more, okay? You can never outgive God. Maybe if you guys can come back up again, is that all right? So just to finish off, generosity releases God's provision to you because God blesses generous people. Generosity releases God's provision through you when you choose to share your blessings with others, okay? Let's choose to be a generous people. Let's have a generous culture. Let's not let it be based on conditions. Let's step out in faith with our generosity, whether that's even just giving a word of truth, okay? Let's live as it is in heaven with our generosity and let God's generosity just flow to you and through you, to you and through you.